welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. Our family just returned from vacation a couple of days ago, and the city we visited is so interesting, it deserves its own podcast episode. But before we get to the topic for this week, I need to read you an amazing review we received on iTunes. It says, "What a great podcast. Olivia is smarter than most adults I know."
Thanks for the great review.
Yes, thanks so much. Olivia is a smart cookie, and she is always curious to learn more and more. We decided to take a family vacation this year to a destination that would allow her to satisfy her hunger for more knowledge.
This week we're getting curious about Washington, D.C.
That's right. We just spent 4 days in Washington, D.C., and we saw so many interesting things while we were there. What's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, how many rooms are in the White House?
The White House is very big, and it's got lots of rooms. Can you guess how many rooms it has? So what is Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C. is the capital of the United States.
That's true, but it wasn't always that way. The original capital of the United States was Manhattan, New York. Before George Washington's second term came to an end, the capital moved to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In the year 1788, James Madison, who would later become the fourth president of the United States, argued that the capital of the United States should not be located within a state, but rather in a district devoted to the United States government.
Our founding fathers couldn't agree where the capital should be.
Alexander Hamilton wanted the capital to be in the north, while Thomas Jefferson wanted the capital to be in the south.
But here comes George Washington to the rescue.
George Washington was able to get them to agree on a capital to be located on the Potomac River, with land donated by the states of Maryland and Virginia.
This was a great compromise, because Washington, D.C. is in the middle of the North and South.
In 1790, Washington, D.C. became the capital of the United States.
Washington, D.C. was named after George Washington and Christopher Columbus.
The Washington part might be obvious, but the letters D.C. stand for District of Columbia, and the word Columbia is derived from Columbus, as in Christopher Columbus.
How is living in a district different than living in a state?
Well, this part is a little bizarre. As we mentioned, Washington, D.C. is not part of any of the 50 United States. Therefore, residents of Washington, D.C. don't vote for representatives to Congress. In fact, until 1964, residents of Washington, D.C. couldn't even vote for president. All of this is a bit ironic, considering Washington, D.C. is home to the U.S. government. Okay, let's talk about some awesome things you can see in Washington, D.C. As you approach the district, you will probably see one landmark before you see any of the others.
The Washington Monument is really tall.
It is more than 555 feet tall, and for 5 years, from 1884 until 1889, it was the tallest man-made structure in the world, until the Eiffel Tower was built. On vacation, we were able to get real close to the Washington Monument. What does the Washington Monument look like?
It's really tall. It looks like a pencil. There's a point on the top, and it has two different colors.
When you take a close look at the Washington Monument, you will notice that it is two different colors. Construction of the monument started in 1848, but after 6 years, it stopped due to a bunch of factors, including lack of money and the Civil War. When construction continued in 1880, they used marble from a different source. That's why the bottom 150 feet of the monument is a slightly different color from the top 400 plus feet.
From the top of the monument, you can see over 30 miles away.
That's incredible. Unfortunately, we weren't able to experience this. Due to renovation, the elevator to the top of the monument is not currently in service. Despite not being able to see the view from the top of the monument, it is still a breathtaking monument to our first president, George Washington.
There are memorials for other presidents there, too.
That's right. Olivia and I walked up the stairs to the Lincoln Memorial.
There were lots of stairs. We had to count 88 of them.
And it was totally worth it. The memorial is incredible. From the outside, it looks a bit like a Greek temple. It has 36 columns, which represent the 36 states that were part of the United States at the time of Abe Lincoln's death. At the top of the memorial building, the names of all 36 states and the years they entered the Union are also listed.
Why is there so much focus on the 36 states?
Because Abraham Lincoln tried so hard as president to keep the 36 states together. Abraham Lincoln was the president that ended the Civil War, which was a war that took place in the 1860s between the northern states and the southern states. As our 16th president, he devoted all his efforts to keeping all the states together. And because of his efforts, he is considered by many to be the best president in United States history.
There are lots of other memorials, too.
There are so many amazing memorials. We didn't get a chance to get close to each of them, although I think we saw them all from a distance. There is the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the Korean War Veterans Memorial, the National World War II Memorial, the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, and more.
There are so many things to see in Washington, D.C., that 4 days is not enough there.
You're right. We haven't even started talking about the museums yet. Washington, D.C. is home to the Smithsonian, which is a collection of 19 different museums, making it the largest museum and research center in the world.
My favorite was the Museum of Natural History.
That one was a lot of fun. The Museum of Natural History has dinosaur fossils, including a complete T-Rex and Triceratops. It has a Hall of Bones, which features the skeletons of hundreds of different animals. It has the Hall of Mammals, which shows how amazing and diverse mammals like us can be. It has Ocean Hall, which features over 600 marine specimens. It also has an insect zoo and butterfly pavilion. There is so much to see at the Museum of Natural History.
There is also an area for gems and minerals.
Among the amazing gems and minerals at the museum is the stunning Hope Diamond, which is valued to be worth anywhere from $200 to $350 million.
Let's not forget about the other Smithsonian museums.
Some of the more popular ones are the National Air and Space Museum, National Museum of American History, and the National Zoo.
And all these museums are free.
That's amazing. Here's another amazing fact about the Smithsonian. An English scientist named James Smithson provided the money to build the museums all the way back in 1829. Believe it or not, he had never been to the United States. In his will, he stated that he wanted his money to be used to build a Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., for the purposes of increasing and spreading knowledge. Nobody really knows why he left this generous gift for the United States. And while we are talking about the Smithsonian Museums, let me point out that not all of them are in Washington, D.C. In fact, we had the pleasure of visiting the National Air and Space Museum's Stephen F. Udvar-Hazy Center in Chantilly, Virginia. Chantilly is only about 45 minutes outside of Washington, D.C., and this museum was unbelievable.
They have some of the craziest airplanes I've ever seen.
They have this one airplane called the Lockheed SR-71 Blackbird that looks like a plane from the future. You wouldn't believe that it was built in 1964. It travels so fast, it was able to fly from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. in just 1 hour and 4 minutes. That's an average speed of 2,124 miles per hour.
The Space Shuttle Discovery is also there.
It is amazing to get so close to an actual space shuttle. It was a thrill for the whole family, including Olivia's 2-year-old brother Noah, who was really unhappy that he wasn't able to get into the space shuttle.
They also have lots of great things for kids.
They do. You can learn about the controls in the plane cockpit, you can do a space shuttle landing simulation, and you can take the elevator up into an observation deck to watch airplanes take off and land. For my money, the Air and Space Museum in Chantilly, Virginia is even better than the one in Washington, D.C.
Silly Daddy, you didn't spend any money. They were both free.
Even so, if you are ever in the area, please make it a point to visit the Air and Space Museum in Chantilly, Virginia. You will not be disappointed.
Let's not forget to talk about the White House.
How can we forget? The White House is the home to the President of the United States. George Washington was the only president not to live in the White House, because the capital of the United States was Manhattan when he became president, and it was Philadelphia when his second term ended.
The original White House burned down in 1814.
British troops burned down the White House that year during the War of 1812. James Madison was our president at the time. The White House was rebuilt while James Madison lived in two other houses during the remainder of his presidency. There have been many additions to the White House over the years, and it is an incredible sight today.
There are 132 rooms in the White House.
Check this out. The White House has 6 levels, 132 rooms, 35 bathrooms, 412 doors, 147 windows, 28 fireplaces. Who needs all those fireplaces? 8 staircases and 3 elevators.
When do we move in, Daddy?
I'm happy right where we are. We loved our time in Washington, D.C., but as we always learn when we go on vacation, there is no place like home. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast number 41 on Washington, D.C.
Great job, Olivia. Are you a big fan of the podcast? If so, you need to check out our Patreon page. Go to patreon.com. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, and search for Curious Kid Podcast. For just $1, you can become part of our team and get some awesome things, like a shout-out on an episode, Curious Kid Podcast t-shirts that have our logo on the sleeve and say hello on the front, or even a signed transcript of your favorite episode. Check out our Patreon page to find out more. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.